Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Lil, you ready?
Yo, right now.
What's this about? Blow four or something? My part four, huh?
Once I get it, so.
This is we got top double jump.
Hey, King Ad, let's go, man.
Got me fucked up.
Fan 007, man. Shout out to the whole fucking AF family. About to have another show. We got Dot on. Your Dot, you on?
Yeah, I'm on.
Oh. All right, let me know when you good.
Nope.
All right. You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, cool. I'm about to call Verb now. We about to see what Verb got to say. Sound like he said enough is enough, so. Don't really sound like he's playing. You know what I'm saying? Let me see what's going on. Oh, shit. All right, I'm going to get the guest on right now.
Yo.
Right. Yo, we live with Verb. Verb was good, man.
What's up with it? You know, I had to come reach out, man. How you doing, man? I just had to reach out and, you know, I listen. I'm going to get straight to it. I listened to, like, half of the interview you put out with Cass. Right, and where he's saying, okay. You know, certain things as far as the battle. Look, this is what battle rap has become. See, what people don't understand is there is no sympathy nowhere because it's fun and games when it's happening to other people. Like, do you know how much shit I've had to deal with for the stage? Like, I mean, like, so we okay, so us as the battle community, if you're in, you take what come with it, like we all have, or you're out. If nobody likes the rules of battle rap. Listen, Caps, my mama is not a dyke, fam. You know how long I had to live it down?
Yeah.
But I'm speaking for all the battle rappers because it's frustrating upon us because it's like if y'all are going to be this way with us and say, okay, this, y'all got to pull this with him. Or he can either just say, I'm not one of y'all. And then that's cool. But the rules not changing, fam. I don't like the rules of this shit. You know how many times I've been on stage and I know that I was a better rapper than Charlie Clips, but he beat me? Do you understand that? That's not fair to the people that actually have been putting on the shows that y'all have been seeing for 10 years, fam. It's either you're in or you're out. The rules are the rules. That's just what it is. The rules are not bending. They're not changing or they're not getting softer. Okay, do you know? Okay, I can give you many scenarios of hell.
Question, what are the rules? What are the rules?
Okay.
Yeah, I'd like to ask.
All right, well, cool. The first thing about it is there is no fucking rules. There are no rules.
Okay.
That's the first thing. There are no rules to battle rap. This is not a sport that has guidelines. Like, this is the three-point line. This is the foul, the and one. We don't have those rules. This is a wild jungle man sport. So it's either you're in the jungle
Think that – all right. So, Verb, you coming with the whole everyone saying your mom's was a dyke. So
yeah.
Did you ever respect those angles? Or what?
No, but I had to live them down. I had to live them down because guess what? This is battle rap where a nigga can say any fucking thing and it's gonna stick.
But does that make sense though, my nigga? Like a nigga can say anything, bruh.
Let's debate it then, Cap. First off, 10 years niggas been saying anything. 10 years niggas been saying anything. So we can't even factor that in, fam. You gotta let that go. The rules are not changing for Cap. They're not changing. If this is something that we all have to deal with as far as champions, as far as people that get busy, these are things we all have to – every night is hard on that stage, fam. Every night. No, nobody's against you. Listen, fam, I was in the room. I got a video. I was up in the balcony, and the nigga said, Bird, I'm trying to bet. What's going to happen? Ask him. I yawned on accident, and then I said, they're going to gas Cassidy first round, downhill the rest of the night. That's what I said. And I got him on camera just to have the document. What did I tell you was going to happen? And he said, damn, it's amazing that you called it down. Because we played a game. We actually out here. Okay, when Cass came on stage, they were for Cass. They wasn't against Cass. What you – okay. Let's stop the sympathy for the nigga. You know, like, he's here now. So you have to go through what we went through. Do you know what it's like for me? I'm on stage with Rex, and they put 10,000 up, and my first round with Rex went perfectly fine too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? No. Let's not sweep that under the rug with a light mm-hmm. It was $10,000 on the floor. My first round with Rex went fine, and I was in Rex's house. But then guess what? Then the booing started. You gotta get
but did he say it had to be the second round?
Huh?
I mean, but if you but to be fair,
yeah,
though,
that's,
he did
that's
go
a little
through.
Different though.
It's not like he stopped
it's
it. Then he kept rapping.
Okay. So look, what's the complaint? What are we complaining for? You signed up. Okay, all the time I said, bro, listen, in battle rap, you cannot tell the consumers you're gonna 30 sack a nigga, because the moment you tell them that. You have to be magical. I've said this on every show I've been on. You have to be magical when you tell them that. If Cass would have just got on stage and done what he normally does, didn't talk shit, and had that same performance, this would be a totally different thing. Because they don't expect you to do good. It's not like we've all dealt with rough nights, fam. It's either you're in the car or you're not. It's not one nigga in battle rap that has not had a rough night. Not one nigga. We have them back-to-back, fam. Do y'all know how frustrating it is to get booed off the jump? You know how frustrating that is to me as an artist? But see, I'm doing this.
But if you think about it, you was in the same boat, if you think about it, because you
was
playing the villain.
I was about to say that.
Yes. trying to teach them, because nobody knows these things off the jump. Nobody. You have to go through them. But I knew when I came out, I was with Full Smoke. I don't give a fuck about none of y'all. But then guess what? After a while, by me being so dominant, then they had to start helping each other, bullying me, to try to frustrate me. You ain't going to break me. I'm still here 10 years later. But this is a part of the game. This is the part of the game we play. So it's no excuses once you click that. Once the coin go in there, whatever happened, happened. And that goes for me. That goes for Lux. You can't gauge what's going to happen. As soon as I realized what time of the night they was going on stage, and this is all on film document, I'm going to tweet it to you. Soon as I realized when they was going on stage, I checked the temperature of the room. I called it down. This not hard. This is not hard. And us as battle MCs, we take it like there is nothing soft about battle rap. Nothing. So if you're here, you take what we take. If you're not here, if you can't take what we take, then you can just leave. Nothing's wrong with that. Nothing's wrong with just leaving. That's not like I've been here. That's not for me.
To be fair, Verb, though, he didn't know none of that. And that's what he said. He said, I've never seen none of this happen before. So to him, it's like
they're only doing it for him. Okay, so look, if he never seen it before, he didn't study this culture. He didn't get in tune with the culture. So it means you're not paying attention, because this happens to everybody. This happens
but
to everybody.
I never really seen the battle rappers line up in the front row. And Surf even said it before the battle. He said that all the battle rappers are going to be there, and we're going to be going for goods, and you're going to have to be extra good to impress us.
Yeah, and like, y'all was against them, Verb.
Okay. Well, hold on, fellas. I don't give a fuck about none of that, because I've had whole buildings against me. I've had whole
buildings.
But you
had the Midwest niggas with you.
Okay, wait. 10 niggas cannot affect 3,000, man. They can't. You can't. Okay, the battle rappers lined up in the first row because there's nowhere to fucking sit. This isn't a conspiracy for him. It was nowhere to sit, and most of us don't want to sit in the crowd. So they had a gate dividing the front row for them to sit down. Okay, so this is not a conspiracy against Cass. It's not. We all grew up.
The only reason why I look like that is because Surf said that. Because Surf said it before the battle even happened. Like, weeks before, Surf said that that's exactly what they was going to do, and then it played out like that. So now it looked like,
okay,
oh, y'all already planned to do this.
Okay. Regardless, we cannot tell over 2,000 people don't like Cassidy. If that was the case, listen, if you were in the building, when Cass came out on stage, the building shook. There was no... Come on, Verb's been out on stage and they booed me. You motherfuckers think I'm showing sympathy? What you mean? I've been introduced many times, stepped on stage, and they were booing off the jump.
Yeah,
what
that's
you
a
mean?
Fact.
What we ain't doing? Look.
But we're
not doing no sympathy. No sympathy.
But the,
you play ball,
the first
you
time that happened to you, when the first time it happened to you, didn't you feel the same way? Like, oh, these niggas
traumatizing.
Just, like,
listen.
See?
Traumatized. Understand, traumatized. I threw up afterwards. What do you mean? I know the feeling. Yeah, but guess what? When we try to reach out to you and rap to you and say, hey, Sam, you might not want to do that. And if you push the hands away, play ball. Play how you going to play it.
Well, yeah, that's true.
We all tried to reach out. Yeah. Like, look, we reached out to Cass and we said, hey, Cass, you shouldn't say that. We said these things to this man. But he said,
oh,
no, y'all niggas soft. Okay, so if you want to play the game like that, then, Sam, you play on your rules. What you mean? We've all
stood and
said, hey, come on. It's, you can see these things. We've said, hey, you shouldn't be saying that, because we've been here 10 years. We know how this goes. And he took the energy and said, nah, y'all soft. I'm just the best nigga. Okay, so now you take what come with it. You can't come into our world and then decide that you're going to sell dope how you want to sell dope in our street. No, it's rules to how we sell dope. It's rules. So we're not doing no sympathy, fam. Okay, you had a rough night. There I go. We're not doing no sympathy. Either you're in the car or you're out the car.
I mean, he doesn't feel like he even lost. So, I mean, I don't even think he's tripping like
that.
Well, how
okay, let me tell you something. Let me explain something to y'all. Don't fall for that dumb ass shit. Don't fall for that dumb ass shit. I've been on this stage. Look, I get the right to say whatever I want concerning this sport because I've been here since they opened the door. Okay, so I get the right to say whatever I want. As a battle rapper, I'm telling you, as a battle rapper and as a nigga that's known for always winning, that nigga was sick for 3 days. That's why you didn't hear from him. It's no way you go from talking shit back to back to getting quiet. That ain't how life works, because I'm going to tell you what happened. Right after that battle happened, these people were lighting up everything on that man's page. Comments, tagging his ass. So he had to lay low. I know how this goes because I've been through it.
So, Ferry, let me ask you a question, though, because on the flip side, when you battle Mook, and Mook was talking a lot, the fans said, well, that's how you know he lost, because look how much he's talking. But then when Cassidy was quiet, they like, oh, that's how you know he lost, because he's not talking at all. So,
okay, well,
what is the...
let me give you both of them. We hold Cass and Mook in two different regards. They're not the same regard, number one. That's just not happening. Because
how?
We've actually seen Murder Mook. I'm going to tell you why. Because we've actually seen Murder Mook on stage in this decade two times. So he's touched the stage. URL, he touched Total Slaughter. So he has a different standard of what we look at him as. Because he's actually got on the stage, whatever it was. Cassidy never got on our stage. He's never experienced, so he can't talk the same way. He can't talk the same way. It's that's only right. You understand what I'm saying? Okay, this is a warrior sport, man. Anybody can get hit at any time.
Anytime, yeah. That's true.
Anytime. But that doesn't make you whack because you fail at that moment. I'm a real champion, fam. I fail, and I admit to my falls. That's the first thing that makes me great. Because I can admit to when I fall and understand how I did it and correct the shit. That's the first thing that makes you great.
Right.
That's the first thing that makes you great. Because I'm a real champion. You know what I'm saying? Muhammad Ali was 56-5. Losing, yes. Losing makes you stronger. It makes you figure things out and say, okay, I'm going to reposition this. Because I know I'm better than he is. How did he take it from me? How? And then you go back and you look at yourself. But if you don't be real with yourself and be honest with yourself as a human being and say, this is where I made my mistake, then you'll never evolve or advance in this sport. You never will. I've been
right.
here active 10 years, not took 3 years off, took 4 years. No, active. And that's for a reason.
You definitely one of the people who admit their losses when they lose and they say, I lost. But there's a lot of battle rappers who feel like they never lost. And we clearly seen them lose before.
But they lied to themselves, and that's why they stuck in these positions. Because the thing is, I can understand, okay, Verb, you was not great here. I've seen you be better. So then you got to go back and say, okay, what caused you to not be great at this moment? It may not be the pen. It may be your life. What was you doing? Was you arguing? What was you doing? Was you hanging out too late? Then you be real with yourself. And you say, okay, I know what I am. That's what Cass got to do, go back to the game tape. What did you do wrong? I'm going to tell you what you did wrong. Your patterns never changed. The tempo was the same all night long. It was the same tempo and attack straightforward all night long. That's the same. Look, I'm giving away the game, and I shouldn't be giving away the game. But I'm going to give it to y'all. This is the same thing. If you fucking a bitch at the same speed all night, she's not calling you back, my nigga. You're going to have to flip that bitch over and grip her hair and knock that motherfucker as much as you can. Now, if you don't have a dick, it's going to apply to you. But at the end of the day, you're going to have to do what you can. You're going to have to turn her over and spit on her and tell her, hey, who the fuck you playing with? And then you can flip her back over and fuck her slow. But you can't fuck the same speed. When them people are in a packed room, their brains only can hold so much. And this is the game that I have offered to you. I offered my hand to Jay Mills the same way. I said, bro, you might want to learn what we're doing. No, I got this. The problem is when you come back in, you better don't get with a nigga who just got hot. Don't get with a nigga. You better get with a nigga who's been around this motherfucker and say, what you think?
Yeah.
If you want to be successful, people have an ego. But if I don't know how to do something, I'm going to call somebody who does it and say, hey, show me how to do it because I don't want to fail. You understand what I'm saying? The building shook for Cass when he came out on stage. I was there. You can't lie to me. It was shaking. They were excited. And his first round was good for him because if we would have did those same things, y'all would have pushed us to the side. Nothing's wrong with that. If we would have took them same lyrics and delivered them the same way, y'all would have looked at us like, oh, what the fuck is this? So that means he was good for him.
Wait a minute. I'll ask you a question, bro. So, all right, hold up. Now, you just said if y'all had them same lyrics, we would push him to the side. You think Goods has better lyrics than Cassidy?
Is Goods a better rapper than Cassidy? No. a better rapper, like as far as putting words together? No. Is Goods a better battle rapper than Cassidy? Yes.
What's the difference? What's the difference?
The battle rapper is
about
difference.
What
talk
was
about,
said.
Okay.
Nah, but
when
I want to hear him say it.
Okay, okay. When you talk about MC, when you talk about, all right, okay, mm-hmm. Let's say this. K-Shine is a good rapper, correct?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. I mean, well, let's start. I want y'all to agree on something instead of just saying, yeah, I want y'all to really feel like I'm saying something. Give me a good rapper.
Yes.
Name for me
a good
rapper.
B-Dot.
Okay. K-Shine's a good rapper.
A good rapper?
Okay. Give me a good rapper.
You said B-Dot. B-Dot's a good rapper. B-Dot's a good rapper.
No.
Cortez.
No. See, this
Cortez
is
a good rapper. Cortez is a good rapper.
Okay.
Sir.
Wait. Let me explain to you. Yeah, but let me explain to you the difference. B-Dot is a great rapper. He's a great rapper.
Yeah.
So he goes in a different box. You know what I'm saying? Surf is a good rapper. You understand what I'm saying? He's a good rapper. But that doesn't mean anything. That's just B-Dot's stronger point is what he writes down. You know what I'm saying? Hitman's strongest point is what he does on stage. Everybody has their own powerful move that they do. Lux is not a performer. He's a 5-star what? Rapper.
Pensant.
Correct?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. That's his move. I stood in front of Goods, man. Goods has his own power that nobody has. He's bulletproof. I tried to shoot him in his head, and he made it through that. You understand what I'm saying? Okay, so he's bulletproof. Mm. That's what makes him better at that time. Now, see, Cassidy has a higher rhyming ability. You know what I'm saying? He has a higher rhyming ability. But the thing is, it's not like his rhymes are as complex as he thinks they are. They're not that motherfucking hard to understand, man. You know what I'm saying? But see, where I think he went wrong was he didn't get in tune with us. You got to live and watch everything, not just the popular niggas they clapping for, because that's not real anyway. You got to go watch everything. Why is he not sticking? Why? This is crazy. And put your mind in the worst situation and say, okay, what if they don't fuck with me? You understand what I'm saying?
Verb, I got a question, right? And, I think I already know the answer, but let's say Cass would have reached out to you and you heard his rounds. Would you have told him, like, yo, I don't think this is going to work? Or would you have just been like, yo, yeah, that's good?
Well, first off, I wouldn't have done that because I fuck with Good. So I wouldn't even want to listen to it.
Oh,
but
okay.
If you remove that from the situation, it's like, okay, like if Cass was taking somebody I don't really deal with on a regular basis and I listened to him, I'd have told him that, yeah. But the word was already out before they got on stage that his format was fucked up. We all knew that.
Mm.
We knew that because he was rapping his material to certain people and they were lying to him and telling him, yeah, this is solid.
See?
But then coming around the corner and saying, hey, it's his format all fucked up. And that's on everything I love. I knew his format was fucked up.
Wow. I believe
you
that,
know what I'm saying?
Too.
So
I believe niggas
so,
that.
So, first,
yep.
So this is what niggas do. See, a lot of these battle rappers, they're not men. They're males. They're not men. So men live by different things. If you confide in me and let me hear your rap, I'm not going to – whatever you say here stays with us because I'm a man. It stays with us. But trust me, niggas he was rapping raps to, it spread it around, the culture. It spread it around. He rapped this shit to a lot of people. He rapped it to a lot of rappers, and it spread it. You tell one nigga, he going to tell the next nigga, hey, I don't think that. But he'll tell Cassidy in his face. He'll tell Cassidy in his face, hey, Cass, your shit crazy. He going to tell you that. Me, I'm going to say, hey, bro, that may not fly, but you can do what you want to do. It's not going to fly. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm just
that's
not a
crazy.
Fake-ass
so
nigga
that's
going to be.
All right.
Yeah, see,
so niggas is listening to Cassidy and then telling everybody his shit is whack, but they telling him it's dope.
Nobody said it was whack. Nobody said it was whack.
Okay.
What the word
it's
was,
format
it was
dope.
Positioned wrong. It's positioned
oh,
wrong. Right. So, yeah, nobody was saying it was whack. They were just saying the positioning is wrong, and he's rapped this for several guys. You understand? So we know this. Goods knew it. It got back to him too, but we knew this off
that.
The jump. But if you don't get in tune with us, see the thing is, I'm like, and Cass, this time you can't trust rappers. I'm gonna tell you something right now.
I'm about to
rappers,
say that. Yeah.
No, because this still is a sport. You can't trust certain. Look at the niggas you talk to and examine them. Examine them and say, let me see what type of nigga this is. Not just, let's remove the rap. Because, see, when I get ready to go on stage, I hunt the person. I don't hunt the rapper. I hunt the person. Let me see who you are. Find out who you are first. Because nobody wanted to see Cassidy come in and dominate. Nobody. Now, nobody was telling what the things he's saying. Nobody's telling the lyrics that he was saying. No, what am I doing that? But, like, nobody told his lyrics. But they were many different opinions on the product. But you can't trust rappers. Okay. I don't go around rapping raps for niggas. I don't rap raps for niggas. I don't do that. You're going to get these motherfuckers when everybody else get them. Because I don't got time to
talk. I don't understand why people do that
I'm giving you the battle rap behind the scenes. Niggas are going to give you that because sometimes you want reassurance. How does this make you feel? How does this make you feel? Like, I want to see what you went crazy for. That's normal if you do that amongst people that you fuck with on a regular basis.
Mm.
That's normal. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not times where I don't know what Hitman on or what Ice Pack on. No, we know each other on. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, for the most part. But the game cannot be sensitive. You got to take whatever rule come with it. You know what I'm saying? I think that he should get back on stage and try it again. But your corner, you're going to have to retrain. You're going to have to train with a different corner now. Because somebody's not keeping it real with you. Somebody's not telling you, hey, that ain't going to stick. That's not going to work. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's going to be real with you and say these things. You feel me?
Damn.
I agree. I think he could adapt. I think he could adapt. He just have to be willing to listen when people tell him, yo, you did this wrong. Yo, you could have did this better.
He's not a listener. He's not a person that's going to listen or value because he looks at us as beneath him. And that's not the case here, my man. Because we've been holding this ship down for 10 years, man. For 10 years. We've been holding this ship down, going to war with each other. These are the greatest people in the world. You know what I'm saying? So you'll never be over us. No, you can sit with us and join the party, but you're not going to be over us because this is our world. You understand what I'm saying? Okay, like we don't know what it feels like to have a record that charted like Hotel. We don't know what it's like. So guess what? We have to ask him, hey, bro, how did you do it? We're going to have to ask him. You understand what I'm saying? It's just learning.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, Caps, if I want to start a podcast, I'm going to ask you, hey, bro, how do you do this? You see what I'm saying? Before, I'm not going to just hop in the game and just do anything. No. That's just me, though. But the main thing is.
It's call drop. Hold on, let me call him right back.
Yeah.
Okay. Verb talking his shit. Let me get him back on. Says dollar. I don't see a dollar on. I'm gonna say hold time, but I don't see it. Hey, Verb, press one if you want. Damn, I'm cool. There you go. I got him. Hey, Verb, you back on?
Okay, yeah, my bad. What was the last thing you heard?
Now you was basically saying that, you know what I'm saying? Cat, go ahead. You was basically saying that Cassie should be reaching out and et cetera, et cetera. Now, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
With you seeing how the battle just went, you know what I'm saying, and the whole back and forth that you and Cass had on Norb's show, are you still desired to battle him after seeing his performance?
Or would you want
to wait for him to get better?
I wouldn't take him now because I'd be picking on him. I'm not being funny. So while y'all listening, this is me being real. I'm not putting on a show for y'all, but I'll be picking on him because I know he don't know. I don't pick on the weak, man.
That's why I was asking
nigga,
you that.
Give me the toughest nigga in the roughest situation. I'm not picking on the weak. I know he don't know what he's doing. So that doesn't bring me anything if I crack them. It don't bring me nothing. It brings me nothing because I'm picking on him. I know he don't know. I know he doesn't know. But it's sometimes you got to be willing to listen to other people and learn. You understand what I'm saying? Like, okay, why do you think so many leagues come out, they start out with some money, throw a league, go to events, and then disappear? Because they didn't learn the game. I don't know that side. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I don't know the side that Smack plays on. I don't know it. So the reason why you see people come in when they have two events and disappear or can't be successful is because they didn't learn the game. You know what I'm saying? You got to learn the rules to the game that you're playing. That's all it is. It's not like Cass. We all came up watching Cass, and he was ahead of his time and for that era of life. Now everybody, like, these rappers now are mutants. Like, they got new shit that you don't understand. We're not going to do the examine line for line. We're not going to do that. Nobody do that for me. I'm a better rapper than 8 out of 10 of the niggas I get on stage with. Nobody goes back and listens to my lyrics. Did you win or not?
So you saying breaking down the bars, all right, shouldn't really matter anymore. Well, not shouldn't matter no more, but that's not how we should be judging it.
I mean, it's a
because
battle.
Here's my
you
thing about it,
rounds.
Bro. Here's my thing about it, though. All right, you just sat here and said good, strong point. He's bulletproof. This is what he do. Everybody got a special move. Why can't Cassidy's special move just be rapping? Like, why
that
he
is.
Got to do all the extra shit? Like, that's – like,
okay.
He's known for
okay.
bars. That's what he's known for
no.
is his lyrics. So why would we look
but,
at him
then,
and – what you mean? So that's what we're going to judge him based
because,
off of.
Nah, because then it's going to be his superpower versus the other person's superpower.
Okay,
and
so
then,
well, let me ask y'all this, fellas. In battle rap, most of these guys can do what? Rap, right? Can you name for me one nigga to be on stage who don't rap? Okay, rap?
It's a couple who
everybody
probably don't rap that good.
Let's go. Give me five niggas right now who can't rap.
I would say Young X.
Who?
I
mean, I'm talking about
Young X.
Cannons, man.
We talking about like top tier. Oh, nah. Oh, yeah, all the top tiers here. Anybody can rap.
Okay, so if we put in Cassidy, we're not putting Cassidy in a little X, or and that's no knock him because I don't know who he is. We're not putting Cassidy in that box. You putting him as a top nigga, right?
To me, Cass is in the same. I would say, yeah.
Okay,
first off,
Cass not in the same box with Verb because he ain't done with Verb done.
Nah.
So let's move that out of the way.
Nah.
All right, so
he's not there.
So if we putting him in the top class, you got to compare him to top niggas. So which one of the top niggas does he rap better than?
Which one of the top niggas do he rap better than?
Well, he rap better than a lot.
Yeah.
Name them down.
This y'all show.
I'm listening.
Shug. Sug is one. Let's just start firing them shits off. Fuck it. I think he rap better than Sug. I think, well, DNA got better flow. I want to say that. See, look. Here's the thing. When you say rap,
we only name one.
Not just rap.
We only name one. So all that shit y'all saying sound good, but we only name one. You
no,
can
I'm,
name
not,
one
I'm,
nigga
I'm trying to be my nigga. I have names, but I'm trying to be clear on what I'm talking about. Not just flow and shit like that. We talking about rapping. I would say DNA. I would say, are we counting King of the Dot 2 or no?
We talking about who?
X Factor, Miles.
Okay. Wait, you know what? Okay, well, look, let's do this thing. Let's get this shit clear. And I want you to section this part off so we can get this shit clear. The top 10 guys in battle rap on URL. Let's name them now.
The top 10. From
top
one third. Down?
I'm just saying, period.
Surf,
top 10 guys
one,
in URL.
Okay. Verb, Surf.
Okay. Wait.
K-Shine, DNA.
Does Cassidy rap better than Surf?
Does
no, the fuck he does not. No, the fuck
than...
he does not rap better than Surf. No, he does not. We're
not
going to do that.
Than Surf? Damn, I don't know. That might be debatable.
Oh, okay.
Surf...
Okay, so let's say... So let's say it's debatable. That means he's not better than him. He's not dominant, right? That's one down. Does he rap better than Verb?
See, here's the problem.
No.
But there's a big part. There's a big part you're missing, though. There's a big part you're missing also, though.
What?
You know what I'm saying? He also is thriving off the fact that of niggas losing. Are we counting wins and losses? All that's supposed to count, too, bro.
Okay.
You talking about
All right. Okay, how can a nigga tell y'all that he's beat 5,000 people?
I'm not going to talk about that, but the name.
You talking about battling or just rapping?
Oh, okay, everybody loses. Name for me a battle rapper that doesn't lose.
No, everybody here, they all lose.
Okay, so you play by the rules, motherfucker. He got to play by the game. It's simple. We've all failed to each other.
Okay.
In that box now. Yeah, so the rules are not just, no. Like, okay, and then the nigga said he said he beat, y'all think that we all got 1,000 battles off camera? Y'all think we just popped up on the corner? Do y'all know how many 50 MC battles I've won? Or how many times I pulled up in barbershops and cracked me? Ask St. Louis. Ask him. Has Verb always been it? We don't count that shit because you can't see it. We don't count that. Mm. The fact of the matter is, okay, Derek, he rapped better than Sue Surf. You say it's a bitch. I say no. You say it's debatable. All right, okay, cool. That means he's not better than him. Does he rap better than K. Sherman?
No.
I think so.
Does he rap better?
Rapping? Yeah, I think so.
Okay. What you think, Cap? Yes or no?
No, I would say no. Does he rap?
I'm
going to
say no,
too.
Hold on. So, Cap, you think K-Sean is a better rapper than Surf?
No.
Do I think
K-Sean? Let's stick to the subject.
Yeah,
because, listen, the complexity, Cassidy thinks that his rhymes are more complex than what they are. Cassidy rhymes the same pattern. Cat, Mac, Strap, Gat. Those are not hard.
Nah. But he's rhyming multiple syllables also.
Okay,
he's not
just ending
the word like that.
Hey, listen. You're
That's
right.
The difference.
But we all do that. My nigga, I have runs that are 20 bars of me rhyming 4 or 5 words. We passed that. We ain't even gonna do that.
Everybody doesn't do that. Everybody doesn't do that. Verb, everybody does.
Well, I do. I do, and I do it very well.
Cassidy got legendary freestyles that most battle rappers
we're
can't
talking
touch
about,
ever.
Okay, listen, and Charles Barkley was a dangerous player at a time in his life. We don't give a fuck about none of that. We're here now. What do you mean? So we can't play the era. We were not able to play with him in the era that he was popping. So we can't count that. We're here now. He's here now. So the rules are now. What are we doing now? What are we doing? Because he's not he's not a better.
But same way people compare Jordan to LeBron, they're not playing against each other, but they're comparing what Jordan did when he was at his best to what LeBron doing it when he had his best. So if we go off that, off just rapping, a lot of y'all don't rap better than him. Like, he got legendary freestyles that most of these niggas could never top.
That nigga was amazing at a time. Yes, we're not taking that from him from his era. Let's get that straight. His era, he's the man. This era, he's just not. Okay, Muhammad Ali fought way more dangerous. Hold on, let me get this point. Muhammad Ali fought way more dangerous heavyweights than Deontay Wilder. He fought way more dangerous heavyweights in his era. But does that take something for Deontay Wilder? No, it ain't his fault his mama didn't get no dick to 20 to 30 years ago. That ain't nothing to do with him. You only can play when you can play, right? Okay, but guess what? If you decide that you're going to play now, then you play by our rules. There's no sympathy. If Kobe Bryant, Kobe is a legend. If he come play with the Lakers next year and he don't be shit, guess what? We're holding that against you because you shouldn't have got on the court.
That's a fact. That's why I said. If you talking about battling or just rapping, if you talking about just rapping, then I feel like
Cassidy is going to need tuning up for this era.
Yeah,
because that attack he has is for 20 years ago. 20 years ago, he'd have smoked a nigga with that shit. But now,
that's not the case.
I mean, now these niggas are explosive. And Lord forbid if he was in front of a pinsman, he'd have worked that shit. Okay, Cassidy.
Yeah.
Okay, the material Cassidy has for good, he can't talk to Rum Nitty. Rum Nitty is Cassidy 2020. That's what Cassidy needs to work. If you're gonna be that, you need to train with Rum Nitty. You need to get in the ring with Rum Nitty. You need to reach out to Rum. You need to reach out to these niggas that do what you do and upgraded it. You see what
I'm
saying?
Kill him, though.
Yeah, but look, it's we all know he can't punch with rum. Nigga, none of us can punch with rum. But you see how I can admit
yeah.
that? That's not that I can admit none of us can punch with rum either. None of us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I told him that. So we can't punch with rum and
yeah.
can't punch with Av.
Yeah,
but,
I mean, you know, Av is a great puncher too. I mean, but he got a lot of stealing accusations, so I don't even like to even really like.
Yeah, he just got, he kind of just
got,
nah, I don't even know, bro, because now I seen the Saudi shit, and then there was another clip that came out today. Like, he's still on a lot of bars.
Today?
I don't know, bro.
Man.
Yeah, yesterday.
I mean, when he got Iron Low like I'm anemic, I threw my hands up with it. So I'm not even, Av is good to me, though. I kick his ass, too. I have no problem getting in the ring with him, but here's the thing, I'm talking about rum, originality. And that's the ideal puncher right now. Rum Nitti is the best puncher in the game right now.
Yeah, facts. I agree.
Yeah,
that's
so, I mean, but everybody don't have everybody's move. Nobody can perform like Hitman Holla. Not a human being.
Yeah.
Because Holla makes you feel that shit when he on stage. He makes you feel that in your chest. Nobody can perform with Holla. Nobody can put words
Nobody.
Better than Loaded Lux. Nobody can align words better than Loaded Lux.
True.
I'm not a fool. I know what I'm dealing with. I'm not a fool. But I have that ability, and I have other things.
You just made a good point, too. Like, you just made a good point, because if you go into a battle against Lux, like, I'm going to try to out-rap him, you're going to lose.
Well, you know what?
Well,
we can't necessarily say that because Arsenal rapped with him.
But Arsenal had personals. I mean, like, if you came in with, like, a Cassidy mentality, like, yo, I'm going to just put these words together and show that I can rap better.
No, it's not going to work.
You ain't going to win.
Listen, you have to use – everybody has their own tools. I am a very good rapper, but I have other moves as well. So that's just verb thing. Because, look, my thing is this. Once I start rolling, this is my power. Once I'm rolling – ain't nothing you can do about it. Once my words dancing and I'm on your head, that's my power. There's nothing
that's
you
true.
Can do about that.
You can do.
Once the train started rolling, you can't stop the train. That's my move. That's my move. Okay? That's nothing you can do about it. You're going to eat every line. That's my move. But everybody does not have the same move. Danny Meyer's move is he's relentless. Hashtag move is he has the best combination of jokes and rapping ability. Do y'all understand? Everybody has a power. Everybody does. DNA ability is the fact that he can get off a plane without a third round and show up and have one. That's his ability. Do I look at his talent level as high? No. But that's his ability. He's a five-star battle rapper. His material is trash, though. You understand? He's a five-star battle rapper, but his shit is trash. But that doesn't. He's still a king.
So you don't even think Cassidy is the best at what he do, basically, in battle rap terms.
Okay,
so.
Listen, because, dog, you can't talk the best until you do the best type shit. That means you take different fights, and you prove that different nights.
True.
See, here's the thing. I proved who I was many nights for 10 years long. Whatever happened, I'm shooting up, and I'm going to take whatever comes. And I embrace whatever happened to me. I've learned to. I didn't always do that. I've learned to embrace whatever comes to me. That's what makes me great now. That's what makes me great now, because I've learned to embrace if something's wrong and don't lie to myself. You understand what I'm saying?
I mean,
so,
he did disaster, though.
Okay. If you feel like he beat disaster, okay, cool.
You don't think he beat disaster?
Yeah, we just stopped. I don't even remember it. I watched it once.
You know what it is? You know what it is, Verb? What it is is this. We all remember him from the freestyles and the freeway battle, et cetera, et cetera. We all know that. So now that we're seeing him back battling, our expectance level is super high, especially with the way he's talking. That's really what this is all about, bro.
But bro.
That's really what this is all about.
Okay, bro, listen. If 40 Cal come back tomorrow, y'all going to do the same shit. Oh, 40 Cal was the man. And he ain't going to be shit either. It's a different thing, man. Like, not like, bro, the climate has changed. Like, do you understand that I've seen rappers? Okay, like, it's hard up there on that stage, and this is one thing I'm trying to stress to y'all, to appreciate the battle rappers more. it's hard when we get on stage. The time you go on stage determines your night. How hot it is determines your night. Y'all don't understand anything. Y'all think we just get up here and rap, and that's not the case. Because you take so much time and energy out your lives, that's why I respect them and I honor these rappers. Because the time and energy it takes to put this shit together, and you don't even know what the fuck the temperature of the room is going to be. Man, come on, man. See, that's one thing y'all don't understand. So we're not going to be soft on Cass and say, and we're not going to hold his hand. It's either you're in the car or you're not. If you're not in the car, get the fuck out. Nothing wrong with that. Many of y'all came and got the fuck out. But if you're going to play the game, you got to play the game by the rules. The rules got switching, fam. Listen, but the thing is, what I suggest to him, because I don't got nothing against Cass. I don't care. You know, I grew up listening to Cass like everybody else. Major fan. Never seen Cassidy has shifted hip-hop when he came in. We never seen a flow like that. We never saw no shit like that. So you can't be a fool and think that, we're not going to downplay that at all. But you need to get in the dojo with some dogs, fam. You got to get in the dojo with dogs, people that's relentless, people that have been through every single thing you can put on stage.
Yeah, but he did, though. Hold on. But he did, though. JC said he was ready. He spit his balls to JC.
The niggas last time.
Who else?
That's what it seemed like.
Bad News. Bad News. I think Tay Rock.
Okay, let's stop. I don't know what JC told him or nothing like that. Okay, Bad News is not on the level yet to be talking like this yet because he hasn't done what we done yet. You understand what I'm saying? So, like, you can't talk from the sideline. Until you get on this URL stage and understand what this is, you can't speak on it. Not at all. You can't even have a comment because you ain't touched the soil.
But Tay Rock was fucking with it. That's URL's main guy.
Him and Tay Rock are also partners. You understand what I'm saying? They're partners. No, you know. Okay, Tay Rock is Cassidy 2020 as well. Tay Rock rhymed 3-4 words in 2 bars. Let's not downplay Tay Rock's talent. He does the same shit.
I see what Verb's saying. Like, if you look at, like, let's say Reggie Miller, right? Reggie Miller was one of the greatest shooters at that time. But now, if he looks at Steph Curry or, let's say, Clay or any of these niggas, it's like, damn, I thought I was that nigga shooting, but these niggas took it up to another level.
Doing,
so I think that's
because,
what it
because guess what? But the thing is, if you think Steph Curry didn't watch and honor Reggie Miller, you're crazy. He loved
it.
He had to. Okay, all right.
Yeah,
so, but guess what now? Now you're stepping back left, right, hopping back, pulling up from deeper range. This is a different game now. Can Reggie Miller play in this game with him? No. Because now the jump shooters have range, long ball range.
Yeah. They all do what they do.
Yeah. Yes, right. So nothing's wrong with that. It's just that in that era, that wasn't the case. Like, if Mike was giving niggas 30 and 40 every night with hand checking, and you can't do it now, he probably would have destroyed this era now. But guess what?
Probably
he can't play in this era.
Can't play it.
Yeah, because he had to play ball with a nigga forearm on him. You can't touch nobody now. You can't touch nobody. So it's different. It doesn't mean that a nigga is whack. But for Cass to come back, I will turn down the level of talent that he took just to stretch out. Just to get his feet warm. Turn down the level. Turn down the level of talent.
That's true.
Yeah.
Because I also felt Jay Mills taking Kayshawn was kind of like you might want to come back against somebody else.
Listen, the first thing is he tried to see me.
He was trying to close the deal with me.
But I just said no. You know what I'm saying? I just said no. You know,
that'd
have been a mistake too. Yeah, because number one, it's just no. The answer is no. You feel me? The same night, coming off Mook. And we got to get other things, you know. I want people to understand something, too, as far as what battle rap is concerned. A league and a rapper work together to be a success. Okay? I'm going to give y'all the inside. When the league books you and pay you, what the game is, to get you to go for the lowest amount, and they can make the most money. Once the league makes their money, we're at zero. I got paid, you made money, we're at zero. There is no favors in battle rap ever. Understand that. There is no favors. The only time you get a favor in battle rap is when somebody opens the doors for free. If URL books me and Lux and don't charge, it's a favor. Once money starts ringing, it's a business. There is no favors in battle rap. Stop saying that.
So you don't think, let's say, like math, right? I get you this hollow battle, but on the flip side, you take heavy half after. You don't think that's
okay,
a favor?
Okay, no. No, it's not. Okay. When you're booking
it's like
two
a deal.
Rappers, you're trying. Okay, look, let me tell you. When you're booking two rappers, you're booking the lowest price overhead you can possibly have. When the Mook battle was presented to me, I asked, who else did you say something to? When they told me who else they said something to, I made sure my number was lower and the most affordable because I knew what I was going to do. That's how this works. It has nothing to do with a favor, ever. I'm a verb. There is no favor. Understand that. There's no favor in battle rap. None. It's a business. You want to book the two people and get the lowest price to make the most money. This is selling dope. This is not a sport of friends. Nobody's friends. It's all about business. It has nothing to do with nothing. If it's a favor, that means something is free. That's what it means. Something is free. Okay, so let's say if Mook wanted 50 and then Surf said, I want 40. That's a $90,000 battle. So that means you got to make $90,000 back before you make a profit. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So if Mook wants 20 and I say give me 5, or if he wants 40 and I say give me 2, that's a better number, ratio. This is all about ratio and making money. There's no favor. Don't ever say favor. Not with a top name. There's no fucking favor. There is none. It's about how much money can I make back. That's all it is. Make money back. No leave is no – and this is one thing I want battle rappers to understand. Y'all better stop praising these people. Stop praising these people because you are a business, dummy. You're a business. When they call you to rap, they've already done the numbers that they can make this money back, dummy. Stop praising the league and praise yourself. Because guess what? If you die on stage, they don't call you again. If you die, their phone doesn't ring. So it's not a fucking favor. There's no favor. If I would have died first move, you think we'd be in this conversation right now?
True.
I mean, you still
verb. Well, to be honest with you, you still verb,
Still verb.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, I do.
I'm still verb, but guess what? If I would have died, would it would have been favor talk? No.
Nah. Hell
no.
Nah.
Listen. Don't agree with me if you don't agree. If I would have died on stage, it goes nowhere.
That's true.
Nowhere. The rapper has to put the material together. The rapper has to rehearse and learn. That ain't on the lead. Once you get on stage, the lead already made their money. Pay per view is sold. So it's on you. What you gonna do? If you die, guess what?
Then again, it's a little different from when y'all was coming up because back then, like you said, if you died, your phone don't ring. Now you could choke 2-3 rounds. And you probably end up on the next gnome card. Your phone's still going to ring.
But that's because you have to know the worth of the artist. If the artist is still going to sell tickets, why does the league give a fuck? The league don't give a fuck if the artist sells tickets. As long as tickets and pay-per-view sellers, the league don't give a fuck.
Question. How the hell do the leagues know who's actually selling the tickets? I know you're selling tickets. I know who's selling tickets. Not the obvious. But like the lower tier to mid the lower top tier to mid tier the JCs, the Cortezes, the old Reds, where do they fit in? How do we know what they're worth? We know they're not the top when it comes to the views and shit like that.
No, because they gauge it by views, they gauge it by they're watching everything, man. URL TV watches all the analytics. Who's talking, who's that's why they put them polls up. Who you want to see them? They ask you this shit. They ask y'all this shit. Because it's like, all right, he's not worth that high to me. I know for a fact, if I book A-Verb, he's going to promote. He's going to come and fight, regardless of what happened. He's going to show up with his 3 rounds. I'll take that gamble. That's anybody. I'll take that gamble. He's going to promote. Now, when you take a nigga like Lux is not going to promote anything. but he's such a high level talent and he draws so much attention, he can get what he wants. You understand what I'm saying? That's his power. He's not going to talk. He's not going to sell anything. But what he is going to do is be great, and he draws a lot of attention. His name has that on him, like Mook. Mook and Lux can battle anybody they want in the game. There is no fucking favors. I didn't make either of these niggas say yeah. They both could have said, no, I'll take somebody else. None.
But see, when you get Mook, you won't get promotion.
Huh?
With Lux,
yeah, but,
like you said, with Lux ain't no promotion. With Mook, you won't get promotion.
Yeah. But Lux is still a heavy draw, just like Mook. They
yeah,
can pick
still,
anybody.
Yeah.
They can pick anybody and get the same money. Period. I didn't make either of these niggas. These niggas, it wasn't no favor because they didn't have to say yes. They could have said no and just said I'll take somebody else. And guess what? The league is gonna ride with the bigger brand every time. So like if Lux, if they had said, look, we're gonna book you with Verb. If he'd have said, nah, I don't want Verb. They just gonna move Verb out the situation and say, who do you want, Lux? Because they're trying to make
who
money
you
out
want?
Of Lux.
Yeah. That's
yeah.
true.
So understand there's no favors. Them two niggas can take whoever they fucking want and get the same money. Same money. Mook could have took you, Cap, and got the same fucking money. Same money. Wouldn't it matter? It's the business side y'all don't really know. It's the business of it. The business of it, there's no friends. We're nobody's friends. It's all business. Pay me. Pay me, I'll show up, you make your money, we do it again. There's no friends. Nowhere.
I didn't really notice that until Hitman. That's when I noticed, like, all right, it's a lot of business. Like, they ain't really no friends. Like, it's really just business. Because if you feel like you're worth something and they feel like you're not worth that or they don't want to pay you that, all that friends should go out the window. They're not going to book
it
you.
It does, though. Right? Yeah, because it's not. If it's okay, like, clearly DNA has a friendship with Beasley and Harry since
he stays
on the card regardless. That's a friendship.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a friendship because he stays on any card he wants to get on. They will find DNA an opponent. They'll find them one. That's a friendship. Nobody else has that thing. Nobody. So we're just independent contractors. You want my name, you're not booking my talent, you're booking my name. If I die, it don't matter. You've already made your money.
You already made
your money.
My
name.
That's true.
Yeah, you've already made your paper. Once we get on stage, the paper you're already sold. So you want my name, not my talent. You want my name.
True.
Because I built this name.
True.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, but don't listen. Don't agree with me if y'all don't agree. I don't.
Nah, that makes sense. I mean, at the end of the day, if you bomb, that's gonna be on you. They book you because of the brand you built up.
Yeah,
like you just said.
They want the net.
Now, if you
want to
lose,
don't see
it's on you.
Yeah, but see, this is where the game comes in favor. Because if you win in a dynamic fashion, guess what? You got to renegotiate because I can charge you more money because you just saw what I did.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying? Once you be great, you don't go back on stage for the same price. Nobody. Oh, I've already cool. And that's when people get it fucked up and say, oh, he ain't being friend. I'm not taking the same thing from you twice if I just prove something. I'm going to fuck with it because we're not friends. We're not friends. I'm not going to work the same again. No. If I just did this in dynamic fashion, you got to pay more money because I've already proven it to you. You see what I'm saying? It's what it is, man. So I want people in this culture to stop saying the league. Look, now the league and you are 50%. Without the rappers, it doesn't happen, and it goes in the same way. This is a teamwork thing. That's it. Ain't nobody higher. I'm a bird. So any battle, I've been here 10 years. I've cracked almost every king there has been. There's no favor for a bird. Now, for these other niggas that's coming in, that's different. Now, if you book a bird versus little X or whatever the case may be, then somebody's doing you a favor, X. Somebody's doing you a favor. Or I'm going to take all the money and you're going to take $1,500.
And you're going to take crumbs. Yeah.
Yeah. Just to get my name. You know what I'm saying?
The look might be worth it, though.
For him?
Yeah, it might be. For him, yeah.
Yeah, but guess what? What's it going to look like if he get his ass smoked? Nothing.
But then, like you said, it wouldn't cost the league nothing because they probably paid him some peanuts. So
yeah, right.
Like,
so that's the point I'm getting back to. It goes back to business. They didn't lose on a return. They made money and didn't lose. Yeah, so rappers, stop praising these motherfucking leagues, man. unless you're a low ass nigga and you're getting looked a little bit, then yeah. But if you got a name, you are the same shit they are. Quit wiping these niggas' dicks, man. They making money.
Damn.
When the pay-per-view sells, they're making fucking money. They're making more money. They're making four times the money they paid you. Stop. So the leagues make four times the money they paid you, and you're going to go suck his dick afterwards? That don't fucking make sense.
That shit's real.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I mean,
but at the
end of the day, you're gonna have some battlers who need the leagues more than others.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
You
can go somewhere and get
wild views. Everybody can't
whatever
do that.
I want. Right. Okay. So guess what? If you can't do that, then yes, fall on your knees, bitch ass nigga. Neck these niggas off and stay in their seats. I'm talking about the niggas who got names, the niggas who bring value. Them the only niggas I'm talking to. I don't talk to the little old. I don't talk to them because they haven't done what we've done. So we don't even. Nah, I'm not even holding a conversation with them. I'm talking to the niggas who have names.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? You got a name. No, you don't just. No, pay me whatever the fuck I want or I'm not going. Because they're making money. They're making money. But at the same time, if you're going to ask for that, you better be good to not disrespect the league. You better be good. That's fair. It's a fair fight all over. And I believe in fairness and man shit. I don't believe in nothing else. A nigga ain't got to like me, but you're going to respect me for who the fuck I am.
I mean, Mook, I feel like Mook basically already told everyone that there's really no friendship in it because he basically explained it versus Iron Solomon, the whole Smack. Like, you see Smack, you see me, and basically I ask for a certain price, and y'all ain't want to pay me the price that, for me. So that basically showed you right there that it ain't really no friendship.
Because they got to say, am I going to make my money back here? No, that's when it's business. If it was friendship, it'd be like, okay, look, bro, all right, Mook, if you want 50, tell you what, I'm going to give you 40, and we're going to rock out. You know what I'm saying? Because we friends. I'm going to get you there. That's when it's friendship. You know what I'm saying? But if you say, no, I'm not paying you that, okay, it's business. And that's one thing I love and respect from Murder Mook and Loaded Luck. They don't bend at all because they understand this shit ain't real. I know you don't fuck with me. And if I die, guess what? If I die on that stage, guess what's going to happen? You're going to keep going on with your life.
Your price
got to
go down. Yeah. And your price go down. Price do so.
Yeah. Because then they're going to come back at you and say, oh, man, you didn't do good last time, man. So, you know, you need. That's exactly what's going to happen. Yeah. So that's what it is. But, in a nutshell.
Now,
Cash just needs to come on back outside.
He said he's coming back.
Good.
He said he's coming back.
Good. Well, then we good then. Just be great. That's it. Be great. You know
no complaining, nothing.
No, because we don't get that luxury with y'all, man. Like, come on, man. Like, Cash. If we're whack. Y'all are bashing us. Yes, for a fucking fact. Yes, you niggas are. Y'all are going to say, what the fuck? Hey, hold on. Let me do you. Hold on. What the fuck? No, that's bullshit. That's some fucking bullshit, man. No. What are you talking about? You talking about the trees? And that's what you going to do? This is what you say. So you got to play that with everybody, man. Play it with everybody. Y'all are media. The moment y'all start being soft on niggas, you fuck the game up. It's yes or no. Is he with it or is he not? Was he good?
I got you.
I mean, that he with it. So that
No. I'm saying when y'all do media, y'all don't sit back and let me dissect every line. No, the fuck you niggas don't. I've been watching y'all forever. Y'all don't do that shit. Y'all say, oh, he got killed. Fuck it. There it go. Keep the same energy for everybody. Keep the energy. Oh, you got killed, man. What the shit? There it go. Because for years we had
Verb, what if we don't feel like he got killed? Like,
okay,
you feel
so
like
you
he got
Cassidy.
Killed.
Okay, no. Do y'all feel Cassidy got killed?
No.
Nah.
Okay. Do y'all feel
I
Cassidy
really
Cassidy
won? Have. I feel like Cassidy won round one, Goods got round two, and they really come down to the third round. He's getting booed from the rip. But if you listen to what the fuck this nigga was saying, he's comparing himself to him to Verb. He was saying some shit. He was just getting booed. So now I'm going to say he got killed because the Atlanta crowd booed him?
No. No, you don't have to. No, no, no. Your opinion is what? Your opinion is that he did not get killed, and this is a debatable battle. So you don't have Goods winning, correct?
I had Goods winning rounds 2 and 3 off the first watch. I recap and said that from the rip. From the rip.
Okay, so where are we?
So where are we at with it right now? Right now it's fucked up because of the booing. If you actually pay attention, it's just bars.
That shit don't happen to me.
What?
We're not doing it.
Well, did he win or not? We're not gonna do the. It's fucked up because of the booing. If that's the case, let me take 3 of my motherfucking losses back in. That's what we gotta do then. We're not doing it.
I just said his boss is better than Good.
Yeah,
I clearly just said that. Are you trying to tell me Good's boss is better than Cassie's? Is that what you're trying to say right now?
When you sit at a battle, like we don't watch the battle back and shit. Like that's for fans. When you sit at a battle all day long, I hear so much of this shit is like, all right.
Nah, you can't say that, after you, that Iron Low, like I'm anemic, everybody remember that. You got to say something.
I'm
say
special.
Nothing,
I'm special. I'm not them. Come on. You know I'm one of the most quoted niggas. That ain't the same type of shit. When I do that, there's nothing you can do about that.
That's what I'm saying.
So when we talk Verb, hold on, let me do this. Let's move Verb out the box, man, because I do other shit, and I'm active with it. It's harder to keep doing this shit over and over. It's harder. I never sat down, fam. So we're not going to even bring me into this. Let's play on this level with these guys. What are we doing?
Isn't Good? I don't consider him on that level, but there's many people who consider Goods to be up there.
So you don't consider him on that level. Why? Because he don't rap the way you like, or he doesn't say crazy shit to you?
I don't. Yeah, like, I would never say Goods and Verb on the same level. To me, Verb, Surf, Hitman, I don't really see Goods on that level. But to many people,
but why
he probably
not,
is.
Though? But why
because
not?
I don't. Like, I can't remember nothing. Like, when he finished battling, most of the time, I don't remember nothing. Like, I just know it might have been hard for the person to beat him. And then you say, yo, quota bar. It'll be like, damn. Like, if somebody say, yo, quota bar from Goods versus Verb, I remember Bambi. But it wasn't because the line was fire. It's because
it was trash.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Okay.
But if they say, yo, quote something Verb said, then I could, for me, so that's why I feel like.
That's going to be all night, baby, because, you know, that's going to be a long journey because I do this a lot. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I've shook the building, you know. But that doesn't mean that I'm the only nigga that shake the building.
It's a couple people who shake the building. I just don't feel like Goods is hard to beat, like you said. He's bulletproof. But I don't really feel like he really shake the building like that. Like, he's just consistent.
People were leading, bro. Like, that kind of shit doesn't happen to Verb, but people were leading, man. We're in the building. They're getting up, they're attacking their,
So that happened to Cortez. First you.
When?
Cortez.
I'm Verb. That's a different thing, man. I keep trying to tell y'all that. I'm Verb, man. This is not the same kind of smoke, man. This is different. And that was a bad situation. I was on it. I'm in the house. I'm in the crib. Yeah, it's different. Yeah, come on. Like, they were leaving on Hollow, and then Hollow started. When I took Hollow here, they was leaving, and then Hollow came back, you know, talking that shit, and they came back in the room. I mean, but I'm Verb, though. I'm a little different, man. I really create cold shit. I'm not even being funny. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I hope you got some cold shit for motherfucking Lux.
You hope I got some cold shit for Lux.
I think the Mook battle, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, like I told you before, I thought the Mook battle was still, it's up there with the Lux battle. I'll say it, bro. I do. You didn't look at it like that. you looking at it like Mook and Surf fight, but your fight is really Lux. I feel like it was both of them. Because at one point you wanted to battle Mook too.
Hold on, I'm still trying to process the thought of. I hope you got some cold shit for loading up.
My nigga, you came on this show, and you told me you was writing for Bonnie Godiva like she was loaded Lux. That's what you fucking told me, right or wrong?
All
right. You ain't killed Bonnie ass.
All right, so guess what? I got one for you then. Who the fuck Lux killed ever? Now answer that.
Calico.
Miles. Wait.
Okay. I don't know.
Miles
didn't kill Calico.
Huh?
You just asked the question. Didn't say when. You just asked the question.
Okay, so he killed Calico and Miles. Is that what y'all telling me?
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't feel like he killed this nigga. I don't feel like he killed Calico. Like everybody be saying. I never felt like that.
Okay, so fellas, let's get in agreement. Are we saying that he's killed one or two times? Which one are we doing?
I'd say he got two bodies under his belt.
You got two bodies under his belt. He's been on stage six times. Okay? He has two bodies under his belt. He's been on stage six times. So what was he against Harlow? Help me understand.
I think he was great against Harlow. Harlow was great too.
Okay, right. So let's move it to the side, right? So he didn't dominate. Are we agreeing he didn't dominate? Correct?
Oh, nah. He didn't dominate.
Agree.
All right, okay.
Agree.
Look, what about Charlie? What did he do with Charlie?
I felt like he won, but it wasn't dominant. Yeah, it wasn't dominant.
Did he dominate Charlie? Did he dominate Charlie Crisp? So come on, fellas, let's do this.
Nope.
Did he dominate? No, he didn't. All right, okay, cool. What about Arsenal?
I was going to say, I don't even think he really dominated Arsenal.
He might have lost.
Cool.
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Okay. Cool. And what about Mook?
Oh well, we all know that. You know.
Okay. So why the fuck are y'all talking to me then? That's what I'm trying to figure out. what the fuck is y'all talking to me for then? 2 out of 6.
I was just saying.
We got 2 out of 6. Hold on. 2 out of 6, and y'all gonna worry about me? 2 out of 6 at home, and you niggas worried about me? But I guess a nigga just because his neck. This is what man. Lord have mercy. Because.
I got a question. Dot, how many bodies does Verb actually have?
Come on.
Shit.
Like bodies. Did he dominate? All right. Did he dominate math? No. I don't think he dominated Miles. He won. I got him winning both of them, but I don't think he dominated. No.
Dominate?
Did he?
Nah.
Dominate is damn near body.
Hey, listen.
Did he dominate Hitman? Let me ask you that.
Nah.
Do you feel like he dominated Hitman?
Nah.
I kind of feel like I don't be understanding y'all niggas, brother.
Keep going. I got a hate maker.
Dude, close. I don't know why everybody keeps saying it's close. Like Hitman beat Ver. I don't see it. I just don't see it.
But
I don't see it at all.
Okay, so let's start with the math battle. I was in math house.
Okay. True.
Where was Lux and Mook at?
In New York.
Okay, that kind of shit don't happen to me. Where was
Verb? Is that because St. Louis is small, maybe, and New York is a big market for battle rap?
Oh, okay. I got a better one for you. Have you ever seen me rap 12 bars and then quit and forget a whole round? Y'all want to keep fucking playing with me?
That's
seen you choke before.
Hey, not
listen,
like,
hold,
bro, listen,
now.
I'm going to be honest.
Hold on.
I'm going to be real.
Whoa.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead. You shoot first.
My thing about it is this. We've seen you in battles that you dead ass should not have lost. You know, I hate to keep bringing the shit up, but the Gems battle, that was for money, my nigga. That was for money. No way in hell you should have lost to that nigga at all. Fuck that shit. So I'm just saying, be ready. That's all I'm saying.
Let's keep going. I like this conversation. So what about the battle? What about all the battles I've won on the road, dominance, and shit like that? What about those things? Y'all want to talk about that? But
let's talk about them.
Y'all going to pray.
Nah, let's talk about them.
Hold on.
Let's talk about them.
Straight. Y'all, because look, y'all holds up in a God level. Yes or no?
I don't.
Not me,
other people do. Yeah.
For
the most part, yes.
Okay, right.
I never did. You know I never
giving,
did.
Okay. Okay. So is he giving God level performances?
He flashed it.
But see, why y'all be fucking with me like that? Like,
you know
what
why,
we doing,
nah, man? You know why that's difficult?
No,
because I feel like Mook is better than Lux, right? To me, but Mook, if you ask me, have Mook gave those type performances? Probably not. But he was winning, so it's like if you beat somebody 5-0 and then beat the next nigga 3-0, even though it wasn't a magnificent performance, you still won convincingly.
All right.
And I feel
all right,
like Lux.
If Lux,
Lux
has been on stage six times, okay. If Lux been on stage six times, all at home, and he's brought y'all two cold shows, he has not been good against a nigga from his region yet. Are y'all gonna sit here and run from that? He's good versus the away nigga when he's at home. What are y'all fucking talking about?
Damn.
He's good
damn,
versus
like
the away nigga when he's at home. He's never good against the nigga from where he's from. Who is y'all playing with?
I ain't even looking at it like that. Damn.
Who is y'all playing with? Who the fuck y'all playing with, man?
Yeah.
He's been dominant against two Detroit MCs. He has not pulled the same power on a nigga from where he's from. My most magical battle is versus a nigga where I'm from. You motherfuckers better quit playing with me, boy. Stop playing with me because y'all ain't going to do nothing but make me madder. Stop playing with me because I'm going to tell you something. If I pull this off, oh, niggas' head's going to be bowed around this bitch. Stop playing with me, man.
That's why I always hold Mook over Lux because Lux, to me, Mook went to Philly. Mook went to Detroit in the tournament and all that. Even though there's no camera, but it's not on tape, but Detroit niggas have said that it happened. So if he actually went to Detroit and beat niggas in the tournament, Lux never did that. So that's why I always hold Mook above Lux because
Todd, to your knowledge.
To my knowledge, nobody ever said like, oh, Lux came over here and killed everybody. I never heard that before.
Are y'all aware that he's not going to have the home game advantage against me? This is a fair fight for
over?
All right. Okay, fellas, let's keep going. When have you ever not seen me in a fair fight get busy?
When have I ever seen you in a fair fight not get busy?
Yeah. Yeah. Where both MCs are not from this place.
Oh, huh? Oh.
When both
MCs are
not from this place.
He means neutral grounds. He means
neutral grounds?
I got
right?
you.
Nigga, if I can go on stage in a hostile environment and get busy, you would think that I'm not going to get busy on a first one? Because guess what,
sure.
90% of my battles is on the road. So I'm not making this shit up. Am I making it up?
Nah, you're not making it up.
Yeah, you're
okay,
so listen.
Stop praising this nigga for shit he ain't done yet. He hasn't done it. And y'all clap. Oh, the God, look. The God, look. This is how y'all hold him up. Has Lux been in front of a writer like me yet?
Not to my
knowledge. Not to my knowledge.
Come on.
Have you ever been with a writer? Nah. I would say no.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
Mook
is the best writer he went against, to me.
Well, hold on.
And he got 30 in
house. But the first time, what about the first battle?
Was he dominant, though? Was he dominant?
Nah, that's why it has
okay,
to be a part two.
So y'all furthering my theory. He's only dominant at home versus away niggas. Everybody else from his region, they not going for that shit he doing. When it's him against a nigga from another place, yes, he's that. This ain't that situation, man. I can understand y'all having these questions if we're battling in New York City. I understand y'all questioning and saying, hey, what are we going to do? because I'm a way man.
I wasn't even questioning that because I know you. I know you still gonna come. I know you still gonna come with some fire shit, even if you was in New York.
Yeah.
It's just how I was gonna. How I was gonna. Well,
okay, look,
yeah,
me and
I
Lux,
was gonna.
Me and Lux gonna have how it's gonna be received. Me and Lux
yeah.
have the same problem on our hands. We're battling in a place neither one of us has battled before. This is a fair fight. How do we deliver our messages to people that we know where we're from? The flights to Houston from St. Louis and New York is damn near the same, man. We're catching a fade, man. That's what this is.
You have more road experience than he does, though.
I've been in front of more dangerous niggas than he's had as well.
True.
We've seen all the same opponents.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
Right. You seen all of them? We saw he had Miles, I had Miles. He had Hollow, I had Hollow. Charlie, mm-hmm. Art, Mook, what we doing?
Art, yeah.
He's messed up with the
basically battled everybody he battled.
God damn, now you say it like that. Who had the better performances?
He's messed up with the same guy.
That, between Verb and Lux. Who had the better performances?
Well, Lux had a better performance versus Clips than Verb did. But Verb had
That's
a better
fact.
Performance versus Arsenal than Lux did.
And Mook.
True.
And Mook and Hollow.
And
Keep Mook. Going. What the fuck we doing?
Hollow, I don't know. I feel like both of y'all Hollow performances was... Yeah. But...
Okay, so...
Man,
Verb never battled Calico.
I think he killed Hollow.
Nah, but remember, that was two rounds.
Right.
Lux?
Okay, but still in all, our matchup statistically is the same. When you break down who you took and who I took, it's the same. The only difference is I took these niggas on the road, and he took them at home.
Damn.
Out of all these guys, I took Arsh and Hollow in St. Louis. He took all his niggas in New York City. Except Arsh and Jersey.
Well, Arsh and Hollow was in Jersey, yeah. He lost that
for
Arsh
in
Jersey.
But to be fair, my nigga, let's be serious. You acting like the big events weren't in New York. They're in New York. I mean, what the fuck do you want him to do about that? But he was born in New York. That's his fault.
Okay. Do y'all understand that he was offered a very high amount of money to come to Chicago and take me? He said no?
Nah, I never even heard of that before.
Okay. So
I heard of it.
Understand.
Oh, no, I didn't hear of it.
So understand.
When was this?
Understand. This was Gracie calling for Guerrilla Warfare. They had a bag for him. He said no.
When Hitman battle show? Well, when Hitman was supposed to battle show?
This was a few years back. You have to ask her to get the exact date, but what happened.
Oh
okay.
Yeah,
but,
yeah. I remember you brought it up. You brought it up in the face off. Yeah.
So, you know, I respect Lux's skill level, and that's why I'm not crazy. You'll never hear Lux say anything good about Verb. This is why he ain't gonna be able to fuck with me. Because he puts in his world that I'm not that. But he's going to find out I'm fucking that, man. You're going to find that shit out, bro. It's nothing you can do about it. It's inevitable. You can't stop me when I'm doing it. Ain't nothing you can do. You got to take it. You're going to find out who I am. I'm not telling you I'm going to dirty him. You're going to find out who the fuck I am. In 37 days, you're going to find out who the fuck
man,
I am.
Man, 37 motherfucking days.
Yeah, so you got to think, every week, listen, I want y'all to understand what y'all are gambling on. This man, every recap, there's not a recap on me, period, that this nigga has not said I lost. Don't matter who I took. Nah, Verb wasn't. He puts that shit so far out of his mind, he don't even understand what the fuck he's going to deal with. He lies to himself. I don't lie to myself. I know what he is, and that's why this fight going to go a certain way. I know what he is. I don't lie to myself at all. I know what that man's talent level is, and I appreciate his talent level. It's 5-star crazy. But I'm going to show you who the fuck I am, though, as well. I'm going to show the world who I am, again, like I haven't been doing this for 10 years. I've been 10 years active. Y'all clap for a nigga that disappeared 3-4 years and come back. Like, come on, man. That ain't the same type of shit, bro. Like, when a nigga says, I'm going to tell you something. Y'all can ask any battle rapper. Y'all can ask any battle rapper. The longer you stay off stage, the better you should be. Because the brain is a muscle, bro. It's a muscle.
Mm-hmm.
The more you use it, it weakens. We're saying the same thing over and over and over again. You understand what I'm saying? The brain is a muscle. When you don't fight, your muscle should be full throttle. Lux should have 6 amazing chokes. But when he gets in front of rappers that fight back, he does not look powerful. When do y'all understand that? Rappers that win it in front of him, rappers that are with it in front of him, he don't look dominant. Stop playing with me. I'm a boss in any situation. No matter what it is. Nigga, when I took goods, guess what? We put our we got off the plane, put our bags down in the room, and had to leave because our plane got there late. I hopped right off the plane and snapped right into character. I didn't have to go pray and bring out caskets and hold the crowd up. No, this is what we got to do. That's what it is. I'm a fucking dog. That's different. We didn't get a bite to eat, nigga. I had to put my bags down and go to the event. I didn't complain. Play ball. Whenever come, let's go. That's why I rock.
I feel like this is going to be one of the best battles ever. It's probably going to be one of the best battles ever.
We're going to fight, man. Listen, I'm expecting a war. I'm expecting to bleed. I bled many times. I'm expecting to bleed. I'm expecting to fall. I'm expecting to stand back up. I'm a real life dog, and y'all are going to see. He's going to have to break me. You can't break me. I'm gonna break you before you break me, bitch. Play ball. What we doing? Play ball. I'm not folding. I've never went in the house. I never fold, ever. I never fold. I've watched you fold.
So
I've watched him fold.
If this is a debatable battle, do you look at it as a loss or a win?
No, because, no. Listen, I'm going to tell y'all right now. I'm just going to be a great version of me. I don't give a fuck what he does. I'm not concerned what he writes. That's not my talent. That's not my brain. So I'm not trying to control something that I can't control. I'm just going to make sure I'm great. I'm going to make sure I'm great. That's all it is. Just like he can't control my thinking.
He can't control what kind of zone I'm in or how I'm thinking. You can't control that. So you got to do what you got to do.
I'm going to be great. 37 days, I'm going to be great. That's just it. And if a nigga been telling you that who been acting for 10 years, you should stand down and just listen.
Oh, I believe that.
He been here 10 years. Opposed to a nigga that got 6 shows and only brought out 2 cold ones who had everything he ever wanted.
Yeah, okay.
You know how much shit I be having to deal with? Headaches, arguing and shit, man. Damn near having a fight on stage. You seen Love go for that? Man, if y'all don't quit playing with me, I'm a real dog, and I keep telling y'all that. You ain't never seen Lux have to push and damn near fight on stage. You ain't never seen him do that, man. And still get back to work. Yet y'all question me. Y'all question the God.
First clips, it looked like they got into a little situation, but that wasn't that major.
That shit ain't shit. Them not problems. Picture being a nigga from out of town and you dealing with a bunch, you surrounded by a bunch of New Yorkers, and they all talking like this. Man, if y'all don't get the fuck out of here, man.
Man, it's going to be some shit here, man. This is definitely going to be some shit here. 37 days, man.
37 days, we find out who do what. I'm not going into this saying that he's that. I'm not lying to myself and saying this man ain't that, because he is that. He's very good.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. I'm not lying to me. I know what I'm dealing with.
Okay. I mean, this is the battle for you. That's the reason why I'm just like, all right. I mean, what do we go from here? That's the question. After the battle,
it's always shit up the sleeve. Don't forget.
Okay.
Don't forget what I said earlier this year. I got something big coming. It's always shit up the sleeve, and niggas gonna pay for their sins. Watch this.
Okay.
It's always shit up the sleeve. Always.
I mean,
Iron not bigger than no damn lump.
Oh, no,
hey, what's wrong with you? Hey, I mean, Iron is cool, though. When I just saw him in Houston, I had to scream. And I said, hey, attention, everybody. You know, everybody asked me for pictures and shit because I'm, like, way bigger than him. So I'm like, hey, attention, everybody. This is Iron Solomon. He does rap. Okay? I had to do that.
Oh, man.
Ask him, did I do it? Ask him. I said, hey, attention, everybody. This is Iron Solomon. He does rap. Because, you know, like, you know, when they see Verb, they get excited. Verb. Hey, listen, Iron Solomon, you know, he's putting in a little work as well. Come on, guys, take a picture with him too. Come on, let's not be crazy. Okay. Yeah, so Iron's not bigger than no damn beloved.
Nah. He's not bigger than him. I just wanted to see the battle.
Oh, okay, yeah. He's cold too, though.
Who the fuck is bigger than Lux, though? I mean, who? I'm trying to figure out who the fuck it could be. Oh, all right. You said bigger than Lux. I don't think I can think of it.
Mook is bigger than Lux.
Mook is bigger than Lux? I already been there.
He just battled Mook, bro.
Yeah. Oh, you talking about who's bigger than Lux to take? Oh, nah.
Bro, asked him what was next. He said there's always some tricks up his sleeve. And then, yes, that's when you said Iron, and he was like, Iron's not bigger than no damn Lux. So now I'm looking at it like, okay, whoever he is going to have after that is someone around Lux's status.
But you know what, though? This ain't about bigger. Like I tell you, man, I'm not on the God shit, man. I'm a warrior, man. I come right off stage and go take ass. The culture is the culture, man. It ain't no different. When you're a dog, you'll pull up and do anything. Let's go. Because that's just what it is. I don't walk around, oh, I'm holier than thou, I battled Mook. No. I could have said no to Lux the same way. Like, I just went in here with the nigga who just smoked you, silly ass nigga. Yeah, but I didn't.
This shit crazy right here. Hey, man. Hey, the good luck on the motherfucking battle. I know that much. Good luck
on the fucking battle.
Listen,
I'm pretty sure this is going to be a great one for the culture, and that's all that matters, man. We're going to put it on the show.
That's what's up, man. Well, hey, Verb, man, I definitely appreciate you coming on me. I'll be back on soon, man.
All good. Anytime. Let me know.
Absolutely. Be safe, man. Good looking, man.
Salute.
Shout out to motherfucking Verb talking that shit. I got to get the fuck out of here. I don't believe this whole hour. Like, yo, this whole hour, I was actually on the clocks.
Oh, where? Oh,
I was on the clock this whole hour navigating. I was sending my calls to other people so I could finish the interview. I was sitting here looking at it, like, damn, that's my call. Whoop, let me send to this nigga. Like, yo, I'm not cutting this interview short. Oh, man. Hey, for the fuck up, man. You're about to hit him. I gotta get some cars, me. Fuck this shit. Yo, I'm out, man. Good looking, Doc.